The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Making soup right now in my pants.
No, no, you're not.
Hi, guys. It's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
And we are here with Sweetie.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We're having you on here because it's National Coming Out Day. So we were brainstorming like coming out stories, and you've probably got a coming out story to us. So we thought that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I think I have an idea of when you came out to me, but I'm not sure.
Oh, so, okay.
Why don't you tell your side of the story, and then I'll tell you if you're right.
That sounds
it's
hilarious.
It's like a little game.
How about you tell us?
No, we got to tell ours first.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's like, that's better.
It's like you...
Because mine might be different than yours, so you're going to go first, Jenga.
I don't know. It's gay roulette is what we're playing here.
It's not Russian roulette because Russian gays are illegal in Russia, so
yeah,
here we are.
Oh dear.
Well, what are we drinking? Let's start out with the protocols first.
Okay, so yes. Today's drink.
Down to business.
Today's drink is the Horseneck.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's a repulsive name.
It is. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's like the Headless Horseman.
It could be.
It's like fitting because it's October. It's almost Halloween.
Right.
Like 20 days away from Halloween.
Ooh. Right.
Don't try and slip me a black drink. I will not drink anything with freaking, what's that crap called? Jaeger. Yeah. No.
It could be black rum, though. It could be black rum.
Black rum's fine. Jaeger, you can go fuck yourself. That's what it should be subtitled.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, if you're drinking Jaeger, definitely fucking yourself for the next day.
Nice. Okay.
That's true.
Is that a personal anecdote?
No.
Sweet cheeks?
It is.
Okay.
Is purely anecdotal to me, not anecdotal of me.
Why is it called a horseneck?
I don't know actually why it's called a horseneck, but it is 2 ounces of brandy and 6 ounces of ginger beer and 2 dashes of Angostura bitters.
Okay.
Now, ideally,
it's actually pretty good.
Ideally, it should be garnished with an entire lemon peel in one coil, which would give it a little bit of a lemony thing.
I can see that.
But I was actually looking up a different drink called a Brandy Cisna, I think. I'll, you know, check that right now because nothing better than looking shit up on the internet. A Brandy Crusta.
Ooh,
sorry.
Okay.
Which seemed interesting, but and it came from a book of bar recipes from 1862.
Nice.
But what it actually basically is a glass of brandy with a dash of simple syrup and a dash or 2 dashes of Curacao.
Hmm.
So just one of the triple sec. So Curacao or Grand Marnier, something like that, or just plain old triple sec. But
citrus liqueur.
Just dash, and then a dash of lemon juice.
Right.
So basically it was a different way to drink brandy.
Right.
You know. Like a citrus brandy.
Well, there's not enough of the extra stuff in it to really give it a different flavor. Like this is brandy with ginger beer, so it's cut. And it's sweet. The brandy sweetens the ginger beer.
Right.
But the ginger beer definitely cuts the brandy.
Right.
So this other drink is like a pure brandy drink with a little dash of this and a dash of that. Kind of like I'm going to sell these things. And then it had apparently a very garish, like a half a lemon peel garnish stuff down in
it. Right, yeah.
Good God.
So. And what are you drinking?
I am drinking soup because it is October and it is time for fall, but not yet time for Christmas. Let's be real here. God damn it.
Yeah.
Right on.
There you go.
Any fun adventures this week, kids?
Yeah, how about you there, Sweet Cheeks? You got fun adventures to talk about?
Well,
okay.
There's the adventure of not being able to get home, but that's not really
that's not a sexy thing. Yeah.
Did you get catcalled this week, or anybody hit on you?
Not this week, but my first day of college. Yes, I am a college student now, people. Like, hold on to your underpants. on my first day of college, I got this thing, which I'm now officially coining the term half cat.
A half cat.
You start out with the compliment. You don't quite make the compliment sandwich, where you start out with a great compliment and then you just fucking ruin it. You're just like, God damn it.
Okay, so give us a sample.
The half cat.
Nice.
The half cat.
So I was walking to the bus stop, like you do. First day of school. There's a guy coming up behind me on a bike, and he's like, right behind you, miss. I'm like, oh, what a cordial gentleman, telling me that he is right behind me on his bicycle that could probably kill me. Who knows? So I step aside. I'm like, go on your way, sir. And he's like...
Did you say that to him?
No, I didn't. Okay. I was like, that was a gesture that I made.
I gotcha.
Like, go on your way, sir. And he was like... Hey, you're dressed nice today, looking sexy. I'm like, you tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
So it was.
Oh, wow, that's a long way to go for that. I'm really, oh, no. Wow.
Well, you know.
Lincoln rolled us.
Yeah, sorry. I had funny. To. It was, the opportune moment was there.
So you didn't get catcalled and you didn't get a compliment.
Right. So it was like half compliment, half catcall. He was like, he was getting there with your, like, I really like your style. He said, I really like your style. You're looking sexy. And I'm like, damn it. It's like, I really like your style.
Stop.
Is a compliment. Like, stop there, friends. If you're going to compliment someone, just stop there.
It's a complicat.
Complicat.
Complicat? No, I like the half cat because it's like a half calf, like right. Coffee.
I got it.
And then because you're getting the compliment, and it's right. Not quite completing the compliment sandwich because he didn't follow it up with anything. He just left it.
Well, where's it going to go from you look sexy? I mean,
I don't know, man.
Isn't that supposed to be that's the call to action, right? I mean, that's
true.
He's got his message. There,
he's got
appropriate or inappropriate as to be determined by the receiver.
Yes,
certainly. But he's got his message and he's got his call to action,
right.
Which is you're looking sexy.
Right.
So then what? So is he waiting for you to respond with "fuck off"?
I was
or,
like,
okay, let's go.
I
got
smile.
A bus pass, baby.
You
let's
know,
go.
Cast 100 lines.
Right. But the thing was, I was like. I wanted to smile, but I didn't want to affirm his catcall. Like I did, I was like, "Thank you for the compliment," but
so you
not
didn't
for
you
the...
didn't give him that smile that you give, which is just like ah. And you smile and you're like, "That's not a real smile. That is
just kind of like
that's gonna be. Eh? I'm gonna ouch." Okay.
Yeah, and then I was sitting at the bus stop, and there was a lovely lady in a vehicle who was like, "I like your hair. That's a compliment." I'm like, "Thank
right.
you. That is something." That I put effort into,
uh-huh.
That I want people to notice.
Yes.
Not looking sexy. Like, hell yeah, I'm fucking sexy, but...
All right.
Like,
so,
that
okay.
just implies
so what,
that
so,
is
so
what...
So because we're emphasizing learning here...
Right.
What would have been an appropriate secondary... Like, he started with the compliment, and then he stopped with the compliment and moved into the cat.
Right.
Right.
So
how does
the
he
thing about
how does he not
calls,
stop with the compliment? What does he continue
so
on with? How does
I
he
think
complete
like,
the thought?
It would be something similar to like I like your style, it really suits you.
Okay.
Or something like that. Like just continue with the compliment. If by saying you're looking sexy, you kind of
is put it into it, I am judging
your sexual attractiveness.
You are no longer
a person with a style. Right. You are a sexual object.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's what a catcall is. It's reducing a person to a sexual object. So
I get that. I do.
So like you start out with like, oh, you're a person. You have style.
Right.
Like, I like your style, but now you're a sex object.
Okay, so, all right.
Yeah.
If he had wanted to continue the conversation in some way with you.
Yeah.
Then what? What's he do?
Like, had he not
like
said
he stops his bike, he says, well, either way, let's explore had he not, you said what he shouldn't have done. What would be the follow-up to that
the follow-up
okay.
would...
So, I like your style.
I like your style.
You look...
It's like...
Is it a...
It suits you, or you look beautiful, or something like that. It's like not something that it's like... Oh.
So, if he says you look beautiful, isn't that also a judgmental, you are only worth this because of how you look, and I judge you to be beautiful?
I feel like it's a softer blow, really. It's not like I'm immediately reducing you to a sex object. I just find that you meet the
criteria that I have in my brain for attractiveness.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's like, right. I don't want to have sex with you, but I think you're attractive.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
You know, you can.
All of these are sort of semi-problematic.
It's just.
I know it's hard, isn't
it? It's very difficult because later I was going to say that later on, like right before the bus came, there were these two homeboys, like some
all right.
African American fellows, where they were walking along, and one of them he gave me a look, and he was like, "Man, you are looking beautiful today." And I'm like, "Thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's nice."
And that's it. And that's
That was it.
Kept on walking.
And then he just kept on walking. I'm like, "That is how you do that, my friends." Like, okay. He didn't point out anything in particular that was beautiful. He just said, "I as a whole." And I was like, "All right,
okay,
yeah."
Well, nicely done.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the difference.
It's pretty good.
Because, you know, if you point out a specific thing, like, I've noticed that...
A compliment needs to be meaningful.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the rule of thumb with compliments.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if you just tell somebody good job, but don't expand on it, then the compliment isn't as complimentary.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, I like your hat.
Yeah.
Good?
That's good. Yeah. Like, I like your hat, or I like your dress. I noticed that girls tend to compliment other girls on, like, outward appearance.
Okay.
So, like, nice dress, or, like, things that girls can change. So, like, your hair, or your makeup, or your dress, or your shoes, or your shirt.
Okay.
And not things that aren't as easily changed.
Mm-hmm.
Although among friends, you know, we say nice ass because, like, you're my friend.
Well, of course,
so,
yeah.
You know, and
you've
got
a
nice
a
ass.
A different
so.
Level of permission.
But as a stranger looking at another person, it's like there's only so much that I should compliment on.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems as though men don't realize that. It's like, I don't know you, so why are you complimenting on my ass?
So if you can't touch it, don't say anything about it.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Consent.
If you want to be my friend and then compliment me on my ass, then be
That's
my friend.
That's a really good pro tip. That's so, like, okay, guys, you want to hit it up with the ladies? This is a good pro tip. Compliment them like a girl.
Yeah.
All right. So how do we go from that compliment, you're looking beautiful today, to conversation afterwards? What happens then?
Well,
because the guy that complimented you kept on walking.
Right.
Didn't stop. Didn't
no.
say hi.
Because sometimes you just gotta keep going.
Just be mysterious. Just be mysterious.
Just be a mysterious enigma who appears.
Okay. So
and
guy doesn't stop.
No.
Or the guy stops. He says that he stops because you smile or whatever. Then what? What's his next
move?
Then
it depends on what. It really depends on what he says next. Because if he's
so, like, where can he go from there?
Like, if he goes like, "Hey, baby, what's your number?" Then you'd be like,
"Okay,
nah."
All right, so don't
so don't immediately
go
ask,
into the demeaning
right
conversation.
Don't go into the pet names or right. phone numbers or the...
Well, like, okay, so he's got to go somewhere.
Right.
He's on his way, and he's walking, but he is motoring.
Right.
Okay, so he says, you look beautiful today. And right. he stops. You smile. He stops. He smiles.
Right.
He says, okay, I got to go, but can I get your number?
I don't know. It's just... I know it makes it more
should
difficult
be,
for
should he be
guys.
More specific than that? Can he say I'd like to talk? I'd like to see you sometime. I know we just met, but this is crazy. But you know,
yes, just if quote he hands Carly
you,
Rae Jepsen.
If he hands you his number,
then it's
just
an,
like
in,
I've got my numbers on a business card. Here you go, bam. Give me a call.
I mean,
something like that.
Yeah,
you know, because some people are prepared.
Some people, if you're prepared,
okay.
then I'm more likely to be like. Maybe I'll follow this up.
Okay.
Preparedness right. is key.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so there we have that. What were we talking about before?
National Coming Out Day.
Oh, that's yes. right. Okay.
Sorry, we were just asking about Adventures of the Week. So.
Yes, Adventures
okay, so
of the
this,
week.
Yes.
Sorry,
so
yes.
you got
this
half
was,
called.
I got the half cat. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. So, and that was a great story. Thank you for sharing. And we got some pro tips out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preparedness is key. Consent
is key.
Right
it was going right in the playbook.
Yeah. See, and like, now I understand better how people hit on me sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Yeah. So let's reel it back to last Sunday. So I went to the clown apocalypse.
Yes.
To save the dive bar I like to go
to. Shotties.
And it worked.
It worked.
Apparently, Huzzah! Apparently, 1,000 clowns invading a neighborhood equals landmark status for
a bar.
Bar.
Wow.
As it should.
There you go.
Okay. The funny thing is like that place, it's seedy, it's dark, it's dusty.
Well, I mean, it's a clown bar. So,
it's a clown
yeah.
bar. And it's decorated with like all these weird like velvet paintings of sad clowns and weird clown dolls and carnival circus stuff. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
There's a big pinball room in the back with black lights.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It was way less weird and surreal with all of the clowns in it.
Well, that's kind of
I was
point.
Like, this is, I may yes. have to wear a clown outfit every time.
It's kind of like
oh,
a
so that's just
now.
How you,
there,
that's how you
I mean,
roll at shorties.
Dude,
now.
I don't know. I mean, they need to do it again because it was like, this feels really normal.
So how,
pretty much, yeah. I feel like the
tagline. It's
going to
be good for business for a little while.
Oh, hell yeah.
The tagline yeah. for, like, the new tagline now that they have landmark status should probably be a place for clowns to congregate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shorties.
Yeah. And then I contemplated getting a commemorative tattoo for like.
Thank God you didn't.
5 seconds.
No.
It's a hideous. Their logo is awesome, but it is a hideous clown with a hobo clown with
was
a
that,
cigar.
That wasn't Shorty's logo, though.
Yeah. That's Shorty's logo, man.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that clown was from a Ren and Stimpy cartoon.
Kind of looks like
it's very similar to the Ren and Stimpy style, yeah. but it is not.
Okay.
Yeah, so a Ren and All Stimpy right. clown on my ass is where I was going with that.
On your ass? Really? God dang it. I didn't know that.
Well, what?
I would have commented earlier.
Her forehead?
I don't know, like on her shoulder or something, like a normal place for a tattoo.
A tattoo on your ass is normal.
That's
What's
a normal
that?
Thing.
Why would I get it on my shoulder?
I don't know. Someone else got it on their shoulder.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
true. Anyway, yes. so I didn't get it, but that created
I was
some
all
fun
like,
far,
go
far.
Ahead. Rock it. Do it.
Yeah. So
I was
anonymous sex clown.
I was
sex,
told I was doing it
wait,
wrong.
Anonymous clown sex in the bathroom did not happen because the bathroom smelled too much like urine and I got grossed out.
Dang it.
Did you actually have an anonymous clown all picked out?
The clown wasn't anonymous either.
Uh-huh.
Somebody I knew.
Uh-huh.
But I did have sex in my clown outfit, so there was that.
Well, yeah, yeah.
With the makeup on. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've
it was
baptized
it was
skirt
just
that I made you.
It was just a blowjob, but I
well,
got good blowjobs.
Still baptized the skirt.
But
I
it was hilarious
because
there was makeup all over the place afterwards, so that was
well, yeah.
that was a win. Yeah, so that was fun. I reactivated and updated my OkCupid account because I wanted to see what was going on with that.
What?
Well, that was an experiment I did a couple years ago because yes, when was. I was working at the club, I started having people in my classes and seminars and stuff that were coming to me and asking me about online dating etiquette. And I'm like, well, fuck, the internet didn't really exist when he and I got together. It's just like, you know, early stages of the internet with bulletin boards and stuff like that. So online dating wasn't even a thing.
Right.
So I'd never had any experience with it. So I went down this rabbit hole of online dating for a while, which was interesting at best. And met a few cool people, brought them to the club and had a couple dates, and but nothing nothing long term. But yeah, interesting fodder. So yeah. I have a couple fun messages.
You have from the OKCupid
site. I need to put a disclaimer so I can do more of them, because this person I actually asked if I could read it, and they were fine with it.
How lovely.
And read out his username.
She tried to read these messages to me, and I'm like, nope, don't want to know. Nope.
Yeah, so this is actually somebody from the club started spamming me, and I thought it was hilarious.
Troll.
It was funny because, like, I didn't recognize his picture at first, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't play games. If you're interested, then we should hook up was the first. And I wrote that I recognized him.
Interested in what?
I need to meet your wife before I fuck you. And he wrote back, okay, but she's mean.
Nice.
And I said, I'm so going to tell. Too late. I told her you got nothing.
Ooh.
So then he sent me back, I want to fuck your tight hole. You should call me sometime because you are sexy. And it's all misspelled. And fucking horrible.
Okay.
And, so now we're getting completely into troll territory.
Yeah. And then I wrote, you don't want that. Both of my holes are like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. So he said,
Good night, everybody.
No problem. My hot dog plumps when you cook it.
Okay.
And then I wrote, I'm building a fire right now.
Want me to cook your dick? Like,
and
what?
I feel a burning in my loins.
Don't judge.
So the sad thing is that is not an outrageous message. it was fun and back
did it
and
come
forth.
With a dick pic?
No.
Then it's not even in the top, like.
That's not even the top five, like top 20 outrageous messages, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I have my account set up so you can't send me pictures privately.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because I don't want that shit.
That's a good setting.
But I do, when somebody sends me a dick pic that's unsolicited, they start getting pictures from me.
Are you one who sends back more aesthetically pleasing dicks?
I send
like
back
a dick with a future.
Like a dick with a future. I send back pictures of things like a cow in labor and birthing another.
Oh, so you send
cow,
like,
vaginas.
You like
prolapsed
super
uteruses.
Troll.
Yeah.
Fucking,
okay.
You just bombard them with.
Sometimes I find pictures of hairy man tits and send those. Especially if they want to.
Well, those aren't
they?
Those aren't like bad, I guess, but they're unexpected. But more like the prolapsed uterus and cows giving birth.
Man boobs.
No, I get it. No, I understand. But
that's not
somewhat less shocking than a prolapsed uterus.
It can be. I escalate it though.
Oh yeah. Start off small.
Anyway, so I'm going to put a disclaimer on my page and then start reading some of these. I got
You going to announce on your page that you're part of this podcast and that they'll be read? What is the disclaimer?
I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm going to put a disclaimer.
It'll probably be
on
something
there.
Along those lines.
Basically, you're going to tell them that you're
You better be careful if you send me a message because it might wind up on a podcast.
Okay.
I won't use their usernames or anything.
Well,
I'm not going to out them, but.
Yeah, anonymous.
But because, like, I got one from, like, a super duper dorky right wing Republican dude that was, like, already proposing marriage.
Ew.
How does that work?
And.
Wait,
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you need? Well, you probably do. You need permission for that?
I mean, he was already proposing.
No,
to
Tom. He knew what he was getting into. This was a random,
right? And I'm like,
random
did you
marriage
not,
proposal.
Did you not like read my profile? Like,
what is
so,
your does your profile say that would be that you're not?
I'm non-monogamous. I'm like, I swear. I put on there.
Okay,
that,
so
like,
without reading it, what was his response?
I don't know if he read my
you?
Profile or not.
They don't. I've
they honestly
every
don't.
Woman and every dude that I have talked to about OKCupid is like, why in the fuck do I always get this stuff that is exact opposite of what I have put in my profile? And my answer every time is because people can't fucking read.
Maybe.
It's true.
I don't know. I mean, they might. That's the whole thing. Because, like, I've had things that, like, I go look at dudes' profiles.
Right.
This happened in the past. I'd go look at their profiles, and they're marked married and cheating on their spouse. And I'm like, I'm not.
There's a category on OkCupid for cheating on your spouse.
They say it in their fucking profile. Yeah. Like, I want to be discreet.
There's not a category for it, but it's they profiling. Add their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow. Well, it's like I changed my Tumblr blog name, like the of my actual blog, to Sexually Liberated Saint, which I think is pretty
That's
awesome.
That's a hell of a title.
Right?
Well done.
I was actually backpedaling a little bit to bring some backstory to it. I was on Omegle at a friend's house. We were fucking around on Omegle because it's right. 1 a.m. What the fuck else are you supposed to do? So we got connected with this guy from, I think he was from England, and it was morning for him. So he was like on Omegle before going to work.
Right.
And I told him all about my project, like my internship and like all of the, like, he was like, I want to try, polyamory with my wife, and I'm like, well, don't force her. And she's like, she's not really into it. And I'm like, listen here, friend, don't try and coerce your partner in doing anything she doesn't want to do, because that leads to a bad time, and neither of you are going to have a good time with it, because one of your partners is being forced into it, and it's just like, no, friend. And he's like, man, you're like some kind of sexually liberated saint. I'm like, that's going on my tombstone. It's happening. Yep.
So it was a nickname you were given.
Yes.
You were
whoa, a random nice. Omegle guy.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. So
me.
So
that's impressive.
I didn't come up with it
myself. Sexually liberated saint. She's got a new
yes.
thingamab.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
so
it a lot.
I changed my.
So how old was this dude?
So instead of
and
sweet
were
cheeks.
You over 18?
I am over. Just say yes. I was over right. 18. This was like August. So
okay.
I was over 18.
All right.
He's like 35, think. So I'm like, he wasn't trolling.
He's not that old, Mom. God.
Did you give him, that's fine. Whatever.
It's my friend. He's from England. You don't know him.
So did you give him like resources and books he could read and shit?
No, I didn't. I didn't think of stuff like that because it was fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. I was
right.
like, fuck, I'm so fucking tired.
I shouldn't be on Omegle.
I really,
I, can't help myself.
I really need to go to bed. But I was like, here's the deal, bruh. You can't coerce your partner into it, or else you're gonna have a bad time.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm not trying to coerce her. I'm just like, we're talking about it. I'm like, good. Like, I wasn't assuming that you were coercing, but I'm saying, just putting it out there.
Don't push it.
I'm like, this is what happens when I grow up in a sex positive home. And he was like, what? So I told him, I'm never gonna see that guy again. I'm
right.
never gonna hear from
well,
him
so
again.
So what'd you tell him?
I basically told him that my mom worked in a sex club for 3 years, and so did my brother, my aunt, and my uncle.
Adult social club.
Oh, sorry. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Adult social club leaves you some wiggle room. Sex club is kind of on point.
That's fine.
Yes.
As the kids say these days.
Well, I was like, it. Nah, he's
whatever.
Not going to really care.
It's fine.
It's not like he's going to look it up.
Sum it up.
Yeah. And I was like, I grew up doing a show called The Vagina Monologues. And I was in it since I was 8. So, yeah. Playing a 6-year-old girl. So already cast in a role younger than I am.
Why is that a sticking point for you? It always has been.
I'm one for casting actors who are actually the age of the characters.
Why?
But that's just me. I don't know.
Direct it's your just, own damn show then.
There you go.
I don't know. I will. Maybe eventually. So
so you gave him all this education,
told
That's
him the
cool.
whole spiel.
You can do the German monologues.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway. Sorry.
So and then he's like, "You're like some kind of sexually liberated saint." I'm like, "That is going on my tombstone." So I changed
nice.
My Tumblr blog name to "Sexually Liberated Saint," and in the next week, I got followed by 3 porn blogs. I'm like, what is it about
awesome.
My blog that makes porn blogs follow
it's
me?
Just sex.
And then I clicked on, like, I was on mobile when I found out that these blogs were following me. And I clicked on my blog and I was like, oh, My blog title.
Well, don't change it back.
No, I'm not going to change it back.
Keep getting followers as followers. I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, start talking about stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's your turn.
I mean, I do. I talk about shit and I reblog shit and.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, there's nothing in my profile or really in any of my reblogs that suggests that I would in any way be a porn blog. But
it doesn't matter. It's a
bot. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like, are these porn blogs? Because I feel like they're porn blogs. Because by their URLs, I was
did you go look?
I did.
Yeah.
I clicked on that and I was like, oh, never mind. Nope. Did not want to see. I was in class. So I was like, did not want to see a dick.
Yeah, that's for home.
Okay. So pro tip, don't surf the web in class.
Don't be on Tumblr.
You're supposed to be in class.
In class.
When you're in class.
Well, it was before class started, but I was still in class in public.
Mm-hmm. It's college. People,
they don't really care.
It's where you go to expand minds.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't really care.
Yeah.
All right.
So this.
Okay, Cupid.
We're like a 30% match.
On this.
Yeah.
Right wing guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he even says super ultra conservative, monogamous, like all this crap, right?
Okay.
So he sends me an initial message. Wow, how beautiful. Sorry to intrude. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, at least he's polite.
Sorry to intrude.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really sweet message. I'm seeking a serious and long-term relationship with happiness. And then, you know. Much love. Here's all of his personal contact information.
Oh, my God.
So I wrote, thank you for your thoughtful and sweet message. Unfortunately, I don't think we'd be compatible as I live on the wild side of life and not interested in settling down with one person. Thank you for the compliments. I hope you find a lovely lady worthy of your gentle spirit.
There you go.
Aww.
Because, I mean,
and
he took the time to
happened?
Write like two paragraphs. It was very sweet.
Shit.
Right. Okay.
Like,
so then what happened?
Hi, sweetie. I'm so happy reading from you, and I am glad because some of this shit is misspelled, so it's a struggle. It seems that you and I are what I've been praying for many, many years.
This sounds good. like a bot.
I will tell you deep about myself.
This sounds like
it is not a bot.
It's not a bot.
It is not a bot.
I know. This is. I will tell you deep about what. Yeah. This is a.
Then there's some personal information.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I am a loving man with a deep sense of humor. I have a matured heart and have been praying for a life partner. I'm a man of one woman and don't double date. I call a spade, and I need a woman that have similar characteristics or qualities. I can't wait to get to know you more and will let you know how far distance is not a matter to me is to find my love.
So.
Apparently the wild side of life is a location.
Apparently.
Well, okay, so the wild side may have Google translated to something entirely different in whatever language this person speaks, because that's not an English as a first language person.
No.
The matter thing in life is to love and happiness, and I'm ready to be with one. I found in my heart, I hope I can read back from you.
He's definitely English as a second, third, or fourth
language. I wrote this in Greek or... German or something?
No, not German. German has very similar structure to English.
It doesn't translate very well, though.
That's
anyway,
true.
So there we go.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got pictures of himself in local bars.
Oh, shit. So, oh, well, okay.
Not sure about that, guys.
All right.
Just say.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah.
Could just be not paying attention to the words he's writing down.
He might just be so fucking excited to get a message back from somebody. That was kind of my take on it.
Okay. So when did the marriage proposal come? How many messages from this?
It was that. I mean, that's like, I've been praying for you for a life partner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right.
That's, I mean, the personal contact information was practically a proposal.
It's like, I don't even give that to people I've slept with. Like,
okay.
Fucking kidding.
Well,
so I wrote back, I don't think you read my message very clearly. I'm a liberal, a practicing pagan, have many lovers. I'm not going to settle down with one person and will never get married again. We are not a good match. Thank you. No, thank you.
Ah.
Well, at least you used your manners.
I didn't get a response.
You didn't get a response. Okay, so then good. So there was no response after that.
I think he read that one. I put each sentence on one line.
Ah.
Anyway, so it was kind of cool because like a couple guys that I liked at club that I didn't have contact information for actually found me within the first 24 hours that I was on OkCupid and sent me messages.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, so that's fun. So I'm like,
they're
oh,
like
yay.
Bloodhounds. A lot of them.
But it's
might very well have found your profile on OkCupid before when it was still active, and when it deactivated, it just didn't pop. It didn't pop back up until just
yeah. That's
as well.
Well, whatever. But
still, though.
Yeah, but I cool. mean, like I'm like 94-93% matches with all of them.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Know, it's like oh yeah, like
all right.
Let's go have some fun. Yeah, had some fun play time this weekend with a play partner I'm figuring stuff out with. So
nice.
That cool. was good. Yeah. Redefining relationship negotiations with our current divorce that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing because like took some space and time and mm-hmm. figured stuff out with my panda. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear cool. that.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. We're hanging out and taking it slow and figuring stuff out. So it's an interesting place to be.
Yes.
So, and I had a lovely date with a couple today. So that cool. was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And they gave me an update on their fun, crazy poly life. And we had a great discussion about like the real differences between swingers and poly and mm-hmm. Where they're at with it and the combination blend that works for them. Cause they had some interesting experiences over the summer and it was really good to catch up with them. And so, yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. So I got a date with the dude in the couple.
Nice.
And, wow.
Yeah, I sat there and talked to her about it the whole time, and he's like, I feel like a third wheel. And I said, good, shut up.
Wow, okay.
And like, I said, you should. We're negotiating for you.
Well.
It was fun. It was in good fun. It was yes. in good fun.
Good.
Yeah.
So we can review for you, Mr. Freckles.
Yes. I went on a date on Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Had a good time.
And that was with a vanilla coworker, right?
That was
and
with a vanilla former coworker.
Oh,
yes.
Former coworker,
yes. And then a friend of hers showed up as well later on.
Oh, so it turned into
it. Well,
a twofer.
There were three of us, so or not necessarily a threesome.
Or did it turn into a half date?
I don't have all the permissions in place to talk about
Got
what
it.
Happened. So,
right. Oh dear.
It just, yes, it turned interesting.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And then ended. And
then ended?
Yeah. So, there
like
you go.
Ended in the alley or ended in the parking lot? With a handy under a bridge?
Nah, I mean, I can't say. I cannot say. And, you know. You don't know the details, so you can't.
We
you know,
just need to have like cards. Them. Like we need to be prepared, like Sweet Cheek says. Just like cards, toot, or I'm wear a disclaimer T-shirt or something.
Yeah,
you
don't
have
to wear
well,
it all the time.
No,
yeah. Like, the cards are easier because you can just carry them. But like a T-shirt, you have to wear it all the time. You're just like, do I want to wear this T-shirt today? No. But who knows what's gonna happen?
Right, my friend who was on the date with.
Yes.
Is aware of the podcast, mm-hmm. is aware of all the social interactions and different things that I practice in. So it was all, that was all good. And then it just happened that a friend of hers who's just recently moved back to town was available and was invited along. And she asked me about it and everything. It was cool.
Cool.
So, and she's cute. So
nice.
It worked out as well as for that.
Did you get her number?
I am not
you can't
at liberty
tell.
To say.
Oh. All right. We'll talk later.
I'm
Did you guys
sure.
like watch a movie or something?
Netflix and chill. They're a condom brand now. Have you guys seen that?
No. Really? Netflix and chill is a condom
yeah,
brand?
It's photoshopped, but it's not. Oh,
okay.
Good.
Well, that's good. That's
yeah.
That's good. That's good practices. But yeah, at one point there was a movie on that was being watched.
Nice.
A little bit. So.
Cool, cool.
But yeah.
Yeah,
so,
Lovely.
So, coming out day.
Yes, it is October 11th, National Coming Out Day.
Yes.
Woo!
So, this is how I remember you, like, the first, like...
So, we told you that story so we could tell you this one.
Twitter of your sexual orientation was
right.
Your junior prom. Or junior prom.
Right.
And you were going with someone. yes. that was of the same sex.
Yes, and my best friend.
Yes, and I asked, I said, so are you going to have a sleepover? Are you going to spend the night? And you just got really nervous and embarrassed and said, well, I'm not ready for that. And I was like,
oh.
All right.
Oh.
And yeah.
Yeah. So, well,
so that was the first, like,
it was
foyer
her
into that. And I didn't say anything. I was like, cool.
Right, yeah.
I want pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, it was her senior ball, and which is what we call it here in Washington. It's kind of mm-hmm. dumb, but whatever. Everyone calls it prom. It's just officially called senior ball. She was complaining that she didn't have anyone to go with, and she's like, I don't know who to ask. And I'm like, hello, friend. I am here.
So it was a friend?
It was a friend date. It was uh-huh. friend times. Going as buddies.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You can still be friends and be sexually attracted.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I so. Get it. I got you. I know. But I don't remember getting all weird about it. I was probably weird about it because I'm like, no, I'm not sleeping over at her house. Like, what? No. We already talked about me coming back to the old house and sleeping there until you guys got me the next morning. Like, what? Because I had just gotten back from a jazz choir trip, like, that day. And I was just like, do I really want to go to prom? Yes, because I already bought the dress. So, gotta go.
So that wasn't coming out.
So what she's saying is that wasn't coming out.
Wait, nope. Okay, so tell me your coming out story.
My coming out story to you was part-time lesbian hair.
Part-time lesbian hair.
Like telling you about how I'm going to cut my hair and you're like, oh, it's a lesbian haircut. I'm like, well, yeah, because I'm a part-time lesbian. And you're just like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah. Like, okay. That was pretty much.
Like, this was like a year and a half before you started, before you were able to cut your hair.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. Because I had said I was going to grow it out until the end of my senior year.
Summer of your sophomore.
Mm-hmm. It was summer of my junior year. Like before junior year started. Yeah, pretty much. And you're like, wait, what? Like, I guess I'm bi? I don't know. Yeah. And then it kind of devolved into, like, I like girls and I like boys, but I also like trans girls and trans boys and gender neutral people. And like, what is happening? And then I found in the magical realm that is Tumblr an actual name for the sexuality that I possess, which is pansexuality, where gender doesn't matter.
It's the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where it's like, personality is real and the gender doesn't matter.
So are you romantically inclined to anything?
Yes, that's a kind of when you say, because there's like the, which we talked about in the episode that I was in previously, mm-hmm. Like different levels of romantic, where there's the homoromantic, heteroromantic, biromantic, mm-hmm. panromantic, which is the different definitions of sexuality, but in a romantic sense. And then there's aromantic. And then there's bisexual, pansexual, homosexual, heterosexual, asexual, demisexual, like all the different prefixes can be moved over from romantic to sexual.
It's like a fashion plate Barbie where you can just mix and match like skirts.
Pretty much.
And shirts.
Pretty much.
For sexuality.
Yeah. So I
like that hairstyle today.
Since I identify as pansexual, then but I haven't
explored.
Practiced,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like I'm pansexual and panromantic, so I'd be willing to date anyone who is any gender, and I'm willing to bang anyone who's any gender. So.
I will tell you this. Gay boys are heartbreakers.
I know. God. It's any gender, not any sexuality, Mom.
I'm just telling you.
I mean,
like, if you're,
any sexuality is part of it, but it's, you know.
If you're gay boy romantic, it's just a heartbreak.
I know. I understand. Yeah. So it's like your gender and your sexuality, if it's the same or different. It's like I could be in a relationship with a lesbian or with a bisexual girl or bisexual boy, mm-hmm. or pansexual girl or pansexual boy or pansexual neutral person.
Right.
Yeah. Or asexual, but they're not aromantic, so they still like dating. They just don't like sex.
Right.
Or someone dating who's aromantic cuddling. But pansexual. And right. Yeah, there's a lot of different spectrums to go off of.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So National Coming Out Day.
Yeah. What does it mean to you? So it started with the gay march on Washington.
In 1987.
Yep.
So it was a lot of those people hadn't come out before because that was a like taboo. It's like it's still even in the 80s. It was taboo to be gay.
It was really taboo. Everybody was dying dangerous. From AIDS and
yeah.
all kinds of crazy. Yeah. Shit.
So all the people.
People
who
were
marched,
still getting beat up, and
all
awful.
The people who marched on Washington were some flavor of homosexual,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like allies weren't a thing because allies would also be ostracized.
We were just called fag hags.
Yes,
that's what
fag
it was.
Hags did not march, unfortunately. Right. So it's basically all the people who marched were all coming out at the same time
mm-hmm.
on national television.
Yeah.
Cool.
And on the national stage.
Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the origins of it. It was a big yes. deal because people lost their jobs and
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lost their jobs, lost their homes, mm-hmm. lost their families. And so that has been a like a national holiday every year. So where it's supposed to be symbolizing that it's okay to come out, and this is the day if you haven't picked a day already.
Here you go.
Here's a day
yeah.
to do that.
And being closeted is the opposite of coming out.
Right.
And that's someone who keeps their sexuality or gender identification a secret
mm-hmm.
right.
from many people or any people.
Right.
And has yet to, quote unquote, come out of the closet.
Yes.
So, and that's, you know, orientation and gender.
Right.
So the definition of coming out, the process of revealing your sexuality or gender identity to individuals in your life, often incorrectly thought to be a one-time event. This is a lifelong and sometimes daily process, not to be confused with outing, which is a more
which
violent.
Is, it can be yes. violent. It can also be accidental where mm-hmm. you can, where like I have a gay friend who pretty much everyone knew he was gay. And he knew he was gay, and he told everyone he was gay, and he was like, awesome. So if you refer to him, like, because there were a lot of boys who had the same name as him, so they're like, who? And you're like, oh, the gay one. And they're like, oh, then it wasn't exactly outing.
Right.
Because everyone already knew. But
well, more importantly, he was out.
Right, he was out.
Yes,
so,
okay.
Him being out mean it wasn't outing, but if someone wasn't out and then you refer to them as the gay one and they're like,
what,
they're gay, and you're like, oh fuck,
right,
which has happened. It's happened many times to many people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you aren't maybe making their sexuality don't make their sexuality a defining point of their personality, because
right.
mm-hmm.
then you might accidentally out them, like I believe Kristen Stewart's mom claimed that her daughter is a lesbian in an interview, and Kristen Stewart was like, yeah, I hadn't told anyone, so thanks, mom.
You're like,
uh-oh.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a kind of
right.
I was,
but we,
because there had been allegations where Kristen Stewart was gay, and her mom was like, oh yeah, yeah. So it was like kind of malicious outing where it's mm-hmm. like the media wanted that information and they went to a person who had it.
Right.
Right.
And she's like, thanks, yeah. mom. You're great. Yeah.
So what is it? Do you think the day is still important? Do you think it's,
of course it's important.
Valid,
there are,
and viable.
There are people in this world, in this nation, who, if they came out, would likely be ostracized from their families and forced out of their homes and sometimes even killed for
yeah.
their sexuality. And the National Day of Coming Out is supposed to be a continuation of the March of on Washington, where we're trying to normalize any sexuality, where
right.
it's, your kid's not broken if they come out to you.
like as something other than straight and cis. Like,
right,
your kid's not broken. They were just made differently.
I know your brother's straight.
I know.
You don't have to keep reminding me.
You just reminded you.
You just reminded you. I didn't remind you. I didn't say. I didn't say anything about that.
You raised an eyebrow. I knew what you were thinking.
No, I raised an eyebrow in disdain for the people who think that their kids are broken,
yes,
for not being the way they wanted them to be.
Yeah, but that was actually one of my ongoing jokes in the house when you guys were growing up.
Yeah,
that, you know, I hope I get a gay son, and, you know.
Which I think that kind of drove Andrew towards heterosexuality.
Well, it was a way for me to, brother, like, be able to joke about it and normalize it if it was true.
Right.
And it wasn't ever a mocking thing. It was just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, did that make you more comfortable and just...
Kind
of. Were you afraid of rejection or like anything?
No,
like that?
I wasn't. I wasn't ever afraid of rejection. It was just kind of like, but what if she had a gay daughter?
Which begs the question: why did you wait until you were almost done with high school?
I didn't really know.
That's awesome.
Because you don't.
Because I think it's harder because like I'm like bisexual, but like I. How bisexual am I? I don't know.
According to the Kinsey scale test.
You're an asshole. You've been sneaking me questions.
I did. You are more than... You're heterosexual with more than incidentally homosexual. It's true.
Okay.
Yes. I think that's like a two?
A two out of what?
Like it goes from 0 to 7 or 0 to 6. And then...
So I'm only mildly gay.
You're... More than average. You're more gay than average.
That doesn't... Because
there's like heterosexual...
There's so many things wrong with that. It's just...
I mean,
it was a test from the 40s. Are you kidding me?
No, it's not. It's not from the 40s. It's actually from like... They updated it.
They update it.
Yeah.
It's new. Whoever, they keep the 7.
No. There's heterosexual. Heterosexual, but... incidentally homosexual. So okay. Like you've had some moments,
right,
of homosexuality.
You had some drunken girl sex,
yes,
in college.
Right. And then there's heterosexual but more than incidentally homosexual, and then there's equally heterosexual and homosexual, which is what I am the perfect gay.
You're a 3.
I am a 3 on the Kinsey scale.
On the Kinsey scale.
Okay.
And then there is homosexual but more than incidentally heterosexual.
Okay.
And then homosexual but less than incidentally homosexual or heterosexual. And then there's homosexual. And then there's if you answer these certain set of questions with inconclusive answers, then there's the, I think it's S.
The Richter scale for that.
Yeah. It's like S, which is either asexual or no sexuality.
Okay.
And it's like, and then like,
and then it goes
can
on.
You be a 6S or a 5?
No, you can't. It's like it's not a permanent scale, but it's a general scale.
Okay.
So it's like based on your answers to these questions,
right,
this is your number, which I got a 3. So
cool.
Yes.
Congratulations.
What did I get?
I don't know.
You don't
I haven't
ask
done
the question. She doesn't ask me the questions.
No.
It's all right. I understand. I'm just a big petri dish for y'all. So it's pronounced metrosexual is a great website if you want to know the comprehensive list of LGBTQ+ terms and definitions.
Oh.
Lovely.
So if you're curious about that at all, I found this delightful. The first definition is LGBTQQIIAA+. Just say alphabet friendly.
I know. I understand. I get it. Also,
so why,
national.
Why 2 T's? Why 2 Q's?
Well, that any combination of letters attempted to represent all the identities in the queer community. This near exhaustive one, but not exhaustive, represents lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, transgender, transsexual, queer, questioning, intersexual, intergender, asexual, and ally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to make a point about allies.
A straight like, person who supports gay people?
Yes. They're a straight person who supports gay people, and they're very important
to the gay community, but a lot of people who consider themselves allies tend to erase the more finicky sexualities, such as pansexuality, bisexuality, basically what doesn't fit in the mold of what they think is gay or straight or right. lesbian, like those. National Coming Out Day is not for allies. Not for allies.
I can't come out as an ally today?
No.
Because you have 364 other days to do that.
You literally have 364 other days, or 365 if it's a leap year, other days to do that. I know. I'm sorry.
Go on.
But October 11th is meant for those who have, whose sexuality or gender identity or involvement in the LGBTQ alphabet thing would have them like be like, it is supposed to be a safe day, a national holiday for these people to tell others about their sexuality. It's great that we have allies. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. They're great most of the time, depending on the situation. But it's not your day.
Okay, so what's up your butt about that? Like,
so allies,
like, are there people trying to take over or poo-poo it, or what's your beef?
It's like being an ally is fashionable.
Okay.
But being an actual member of the alphabet community, as you put it, is still
the disdain. It's so delightful.
I understand. I know. I just, there's so many letters and it's often difficult to remember.
It's indicative
all of, them.
Of.
But it's like, it's being actually a member of the community, and part of the acronym is still, we're still fighting for that, for the recognition and the normalization of us.
Right.
But being an ally, being, say, I support gay people and I think gay people should have their rights and should get married and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that is the fashionable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But actually be gay? No. It's like, it's still not.
It's so still, you take offense to the fact that allies included on that list. Is that what you're saying? Or is just, are you seeing people post crap on Facebook? Like, I'm an ally today. And
yeah.
Stuff? Okay.
I've seen people and I'm like, dude, it's not your day. Calm down. Like, you have
maybe
other days.
But maybe they're trying
to
reach out.
Be an ally tomorrow. Be an ally yesterday.
But what about right. be, like the reach out and
they're,
saying,
I
you know,
get that the reach out thing, but as Freckles just said, reach out yesterday. Because there are people who don't have allies who aren't yeah. here anymore because no one reached out yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's part of it where it's like, oh, I'm an ally. What are you doing for us? Okay. Like, you say you're an ally. It's a beautiful word, ally. But what are you doing for us?
But what if it's difficult for somebody to come forward as an ally? I understand that it's fashionable, but it's not necessarily fashionable in all communities or...
No, it's not. And that is part of, that's part of the job of being an ally is, it's like, if you are an ally, let people know, because there are people, like, if you're, let's say you're like a couple who has, all their kids are away at college
yeah.
and you have empty rooms and you support gay kids, but you don't know how. Like, find the gay kids in your community who don't have homes to go to.
Right.
Like, that's what ally, like, that's what being a good ally is. And saying, I'm an ally, and reposting stuff on Facebook and reblogging it on Tumblr isn't helping us.
So you're calling allies to action.
Yeah.
And just saying, you know, it's don't like, just post ally- shit. Because frankly, I mean, you know, posting it today and support.
Right.
I mean, I get what you're saying. But right. is it, you know... Is it so wrong to support?
It's not wrong.
Rather than, you know, spewing vile and venom.
Right. It's not wrong to support. I'm not saying that. But come out yesterday.
So you, because what I struggle with that message is that, you know, you want allies to be there and to do this and call to action, but now you're making being an ally a conditional. So, you know, don't piss on my parade today because it's not your day. And it's not okay for you to come out and say you're an ally.
I'm not saying it's not okay. It's okay. Just like, I mean, it's not, it's being, coming out as an ally isn't as big of, like, not really
it's
personally.
Not as big a risk as it's, coming yeah. out.
I don't disagree with right. that. I don't disagree with that. But I think that, you know, there are people who would be more active in being allies if they weren't smacked down.
We're not, you know, smacking them down. We're not, that's not what we're trying to do. It's just they're trying to take over what is supposed to be for the people they're supposed to be supporting. So like they're like making this day.
So it's
all
like
about
white
them.
People saying that they support black people on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like,
because
allies are
in
most,
your mind, that's it's
allies
the same.
Are mostly straight. So it's a bunch of straight people saying I support gay people on Harvey Milk's birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and then I'm gonna post stuff on my Facebook and tag you in every single one.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all so she's great. Asking.
Yeah,
honestly,
I know.
That's all I'm attention. Asking for.
I'll find the unicorn rainbows being written by Richard Simmons.
Lovely. Awesome.
So, okay, I see your point.
Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does the, like, is coming out day, is that just for, I mean, is it all sexuality? Like,
yeah.
If somebody was coming out as polyamorous or a swinger.
It's for any kind of sexuality and any kind of person. But don't be that guy who's like, I'm coming out as straight. I'm like, we get it. You're straight. Awesome.
Again, 364 other days per year to do that.
Yeah.
And no
Maybe,
risk.
Unless the dude's been living like he's gay. And then it's like, you know what? I'm really not. I know that doesn't happen very often, but I have heard of it happening. They get rejected from both communities and both cultures.
Okay.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I've also known lesbians that are like, I just don't feel it anymore. I thought I was, and I'm not, and this is horrible.
Right.
How do I go back? Because this was such a fight for me.
Right.
But I really am finding that I am more hetero than I realized.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, judginess.
Okay.
Right. But most of the people who are like, I come out, I'm a straight ally.
Well, they're just being funny assholes. Not allies.
They're
but
taking
just,
away
I'm coming
from
out as straight.
The sanctity of the holiday. I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but it's like,
are you asking for banks to be closed? Is that
no? I'm not asking for banks to be closed. It's Sunday, like
this year,
banks are closed anyway. yeah, it's just. I mean, it's supposed to be commemorative of, the fight and commemorative of, the. Like the struggle that is coming out.
Yeah.
And
fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We don't have very many sexual freedoms in this country.
No.
We really don't. You
no.
still can't use a vibrator in Texas.
That's true.
Yeah.
University of Texas students have been carrying dildos around in their backpacks to protest the open carry at Texas University.
Sweet. University
of Texas. So it's cocks, not Glocks.
Oh, is that what that campaign is?
Yep.
I didn't get
Cox
a chance to read about it. Oh, yeah. I got tagged in that a couple times.
It's so great.
That's awesome.
I'm such a fan.
Yes, they run the risk of being ticketed for carrying, for openly carrying a sexual implement because it will it could pervert students, their minds, their fresh
like,
young and unadulterated minds at
I may have
a
to,
institute
I may have
of
to
higher
send
learning.
One to a friend of mine in Texas.
There you go.
Do
That'd
it.
Be fun. Yes. Right on. Cool.
Yeah. So
are you going to go get sugared? We heard that you were interested in trying out some body sugaring. You've never had it before, have you?
I haven't. You kept promising and never happened.
Oh.
We'll have to make that appointment.
Sugar burn.
Sugar burn.
See, that's the thing. You can't get burned on sugar.
Brûléed.
Brûléed.
Yeah. Sugar me Julie. SugarMeJulie.com.
Yeah. For all your family's sugaring body hair removal
She's
needs.
Our sponsor. Oh, goodness gracious. Yes. Wow, I hadn't thought about that. All right, you know.
Clever. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have questions or comments, please feel free to email them to theofizzpodcast.
Did we get any questions or comments?
Yes.
This week?
Yes, we did get
questions. We got a mailbag.
We did get one comment from our last episode, and yeah. They were asking if the direction of the podcast while Captain Jack was away was for us to just take pot shots at each other.
as a third party.
And so I
did you
listen to last week's episode?
I did not.
Okay. So I responded, maybe.
I will say there was one moment that got uncomfortable. However, it was, I think, you know, an interesting topic of conversation because mm-hmm. I'm like, I've had other people talk to me about that of, you know, why do guys do this? Like they want me to tell them when I do stuff and then they just get all freaky and blah, blah. So I was curious as to the reason why.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And there it was.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, guys. It's uncomfortable like The Office. If you don't like that kind of comedy.
Yes. Well,
anyway,
I would like to leave off.
It's true.
What?
You'd like to leave what?
I would like to leave off one more fun fact of for our fun times of National Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
If there is a LGBTQ+ alphabet friendly scholarship available and there is an ally option, that, my friends, is for kids who haven't come out yet to their parents and say, oh, I got this scholarship for being an ally, mom and dad. I'm not gay at all.
Oh.
Yes, the ally option is for kids who have not yet come out.
So, nice.
Sure, yes.
Well done.
Apply for the scholarship. Like, that's fine. But just know that that is for kids who have not yet come out.
So if you're questioning or not sure if you're ready to come out yet and you come across a scholarship, apply for it and just you can say I'm an ally,
and then
which is true,
yeah,
like you're not gonna throw your own kind under the bus.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
They think of everything, those gays.
Yep.
If there's
anybody out there that has information about scholarships, etc., then send it along and we'll post links to it. And
yes.
It'll be there you go.
Yep.
So theoficepodcast@gmail.com or at theoficepodcast on the Twitters. You can find us on Facebook, Jack O'Face and Freckles O'Face.
Nope, not yet.
Miss Jenga is only on the Twitters, at Miss Jenga.
I don't tweet very much.
Website is
theoficepodcast.com.
And we'd like to say thank you again to all of our Patreon patrons at patreon.com/theoficepodcast.
Thanks.
And that's pretty much it. We did thank you very much. They're sweet cheeks.
Thanks.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we
sexually liberated saint.
The sexually liberated
SLS.
Saint giving 110% over on the Turnblers.
Yes.
And again, just as Cap'n Jack would say,
no,
that is another podcast in Jenga's can.
Clown sex.
That looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Yeah. Everybody's phone is on silent, doo-doo-doo. Now I just hear the ticking of that stupid clock. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Why do we have a clock?
What?
Why is there a clock?